Hi, everybody. It's time for the good stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge, and we've got some groundhog information. We've got some regular jokes, short stories, long stories. We've got it all for the good stuff today. So we are so happy that you're here. R word. Let's talk a little bit about that. That's right. Ranching. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
And Monday, February 12th is going to be the Slutnanga's 36th annual bull sale and some females as well at Faith Livestock Auction, Faith, South Dakota, selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers. And don't forget they're featuring the bull, Man in Black. That's noon Mountain Time, February 12th at Faith Livestock Auction, Slutnanga's annual sale.
Okay, folks, the clock is ticking. The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is taking place in Rapid City, South Dakota. They have so many things going on, and it all ends this weekend. So make sure you get your plans made so you can check things out at the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. They have so many things, too many to mention, but you can check it all online at blackhillsstockshow.com. Okay, Mike, guess what major holiday is coming up?
Well, if it's a major holiday other than Valentine's Day, but Groundhog Day is around the corner.
Groundhog Day, that's right. Does anybody know any good Groundhog Day jokes? I feel like I keep hearing the same ones over and over again. Okay. Over breakfast one morning, a woman said to her husband, "I bet you don't know what day this is." "Of course I do," he says as he slams the door and drove to his office. At 11 o'clock, the doorbell rang. The wife answered, and there at her front door was the UPS driver. In his hand was a box containing 12 red roses. Later at 2 p.m., there was another knock on the door. This time, it was a deluxe box of Belgian chocolates. Eventually, the husband came home, tired after a hard day's work. His wife greeted him by saying, "First the flowers, then the chocolates. I've never had a more wonderful Groundhog Day in my life." Oh, well, we better throw one more here before I hand it over to Mike. What did the French groundhog see when he woke up?
I don't know.
His chateau.
His chateau. That sounds like a dad joke or something like that.
That does. You're right.
All right. This is from Jack Ostergaard out of Central Nebraska, written back way back when. Little Johnny went to school one day and could not stay awake. His teacher lost her patience and gave him quite a shake. She said, "You cannot come to school and let your attention roam. From this day forward, I suggest you get your sleep at home." Johnny said, "Late last night, after we'd all gone to bed, we heard a terrible ruckus down at the chicken shed. Now, Grandpa grabbed his shotgun and pulled his slippers on his feet and headed out the door in his long johns and drop seat. Then he eased up to the hen house carefully and steady, and he peered in through the door with his shotgun at the ready. It was then Old Shep cold-nosed him, and you should have heard the roar and seen the feathers and gizzards that came flying through the door. Now, the reason that I'm sleepy maybe doesn't make much sense, but teacher, that was midnight, and we've picked chickens ever since." Jack Ostergaard, that one's here on the good stuff.
Okay. Mike, a pair of cows were talking in the field. One says, "Have you heard about the mad cow disease that's going around?" "Yeah," the other cow says. "Makes me glad I'm a penguin."
Got to think about that one for a minute.
It's just silly. I don't know. It just caught me. It's just silly. Okay, once my father came home and found me in front of a roaring fire. That made my father very mad, as we didn't have a fireplace. Victor Borg said that.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good. Okay, and let's take a look at this. "Your mother has been with us for 20 years," said John. "Isn't it time she got a place of her own?" "My mother? I thought she was your mother."
Who said that?
Joseph Lozanoff sent that in, actually, to Reader's Digest. That's pretty funny. And why don't pirates take a shower before they walk the plank?
I give up.
Oh, okay. They just wash up on shore.
Oh, gee.
Pretty poor, huh?
Wouldn't One more say? Of those is about all we can
all
have.
All right. According to the unofficial sources, the new simplified income tax form contains only 4 lines. What was your income for the year? What were your expenses? How much have you left? And send it in.
That sounds about right for the IRS,
oh, no.
Doesn't it? Hey, thanks for listening to your local radio station out there, such as Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.